Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is September 27th, 2015. In this segment, we'll take a look at recent events and see how the planets' positions in the zodiac matched up with what's been going on in the world. Of course, the big news this past week has been Pope Francis's visit to the United States. As we can see from his birth chart, the transits of Mars and Jupiter have been energizing the Pope for his whirlwind tour. Interesting that he's here while Mercury is retrograde. The planet of communications, backwards in the zodiac, creates misunderstandings and misinterpretations. On the second day of his visit, Pope Francis canonized Father Junipero Serra, a controversial Franciscan priest who, in his zeal for creating more missions in California, enslaved thousands of Native Americans during the 1700s. Pope Francis has shown himself to take every opportunity to stir things up. How about the invitation to break bread with the head Congress critters? Johnny Boehner, Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid. Francis blew them all off, saying he had a prior date, dining with the homeless at the St. Patrick's Church in D.C. Of course, his address to Congress made history, the first pope to do so, and he gave Congress an earful, but in a nice way, on topics ranging from the evils of partisanship to the benefits of traditional marriage. The pope seemed particularly keen on exhorting Congress and Americans to do more for refugees and immigrants. Francis invoked the golden rule, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you," which got the biggest applause from the Congress critters. While the Pope was in the U.S., there was a special planetary aspect that accurately depicted his mission. Mars, planet of action, through its square aspect, has been challenging Saturn, planet of the status quo. Note that Mars carries with it the energy of Jupiter, the planet of truth and wisdom. But it wasn't only the Pope who showed up in the USA last week. Another world luminary was gracing our shores simultaneously. Xi Jinping, president of China, descended from the skies, landing in Seattle. Why Seattle first? Well, who's in Seattle? She next went to D.C. to powwow with Obama. It was all smiles for the cameras, but evidently not much was accomplished. Mars is the planet of war, and therefore destruction. Last week, Mars exactly squared Saturn, a combination that is capable of producing crisis types of events. More than 700 people of numerous nationalities were crushed to death in a horrific stampede near the holy city of Mecca as the Hajj pilgrimage reached its climax. Another crisis for the status quo, of a different sort, has been set off in the U.S. Congress by the unexpected resignation of Johnny Boehner, current Speaker of the House. The upset in the Republican Party is shown clearly by the position of Uranus, planet of rebellion and unexpected events, in the fourth house of the USA chart, directly opposite the natal Saturn of the USA chart, a significator of the established order in the house of the leadership. By the way, since Uranus moves so slowly, this planetary pattern is going to be functioning well into 2016, ensuring lots of surprising events for the Republican camp. Retrograde planets bring up stuff from the past. Retrograde Mercury equals past data. Since Mercury is presently opposite Uranus, the planet of unexpected events, the information has a surprise element to it. On September 19th came the revelation from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency that German car maker Volkswagen had rigged nearly 500,000 diesel-powered cars in the U.S. with internal software configured to cheat on U.S. smog tests. The scope of Volkswagen's diesel scandal broadened on Tuesday when the company announced that 11 million of its diesel cars worldwide were equipped with the same software designed to cheat on emissions tests. By midweek, the stock value of the company had plummeted 30%, translating into a breathtaking $25 billion loss to shareholders. The CEO of Volkswagen announced his resignation. Mercury is the planet of communication. Mercury retrograde creates mistakes in communications, but is also good for following up on past communications and correcting mistakes. So, a few weeks ago, British singer Elton John dissed Russian President Vladimir Putin for Russia's horrible record on LGBT rights, and said he wished he could talk it out with Putin. Then Elton says Putin phoned him, but that turned out to be a fake call from a couple of Russian pranksters who then publicly bragged about their prank. And then Putin did call Sir Elton for real and reportedly said that, sure, if their schedules coincided at some point, he'd be up for a face-to-face. Well, that'll do it for this week's Review of the Week. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at Astro News Report.